Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, welcome to Above Deck, a Below Deck Breakdown podcast. I'm Sarah Goldman, a photographer living in Charleston, South Carolina, and with me is my college roommate and co-host, Kelly.
Hi, I'm Kelly Busby, a former radio host and current volleyball mom, coming to you from my home studio in Columbus. Together, we hosted the Socks with Sandals radio show on WFAL in Bowling Green, Ohio. And we are back again this week to discuss Below Deck and our love of all things Bravo.
Today we'll be discussing Below Deck Med Season 8, Episode 15, Curb Your Stoozyasm.
You did better than I could have done. Good job. Here's your recap. Lara leaves and Haley returns, but the boat can't leave the dock due to high winds. The crew tries to entertain the guests with food, games, and dancers, and Natalia and Jack make plans to meet up on the last night out. What could possibly go wrong? Sarah, what are your thoughts?
Not a super exciting episode. Lily was really the star of this episode. We'll kind of get into my thoughts about how the crew could have done better.
Yeah.
On this. So when the episode begins, it's the morning after the crew night out. And Haley is finally better and Yay. On her way back to the boat.
She was only gone for 3 days, mm-hmm. which in like TV time, it's like a month.
Yeah.
It's like, it was crazy. I'm glad she's feeling better though.
Yeah, me too. Okay. We have the final preference sheet meeting. We have Victor from Columbus, Ohio.
He's
a neurosurgeon.
So I did a little Google searching, neurosurgeon in Columbus, Ohio, named Victor.
Yeah.
And I found him. So he's based in Pickerington and he's part of the Ohio Health System.
Oh my gosh. That's so cool. Like we probably have mutual friends.
I'm sure of it.
I wonder Absolutely. If he lives in Pickerington. All right.
That's a different Google search.
Yeah. Okay. Pickerington friends. If you know this guy, let us know. This is cool. We need some more information.
That's right.
So joining him are his friends, including his girlfriend, Laura, which She's has very an pretty. H on the end. Not a fan of that.
Oh, I've never seen that before.
No. So they want a wine pairing with a Mediterranean dinner. They want to go to a beach club. They want Hollywood glam, red carpet party, and water sports.
Yeah, they're not getting any of that.
Well, some of it
maybe.
Okay, so Haley's back, but then Laura leaves
and they hug each other and I cringed because they were sharing air and touch mm-hmm. and germs, but then I was like, I wonder how Sarah was after watching that scene.
Yeah, I was thinking about how dirty that room was that Laura's been camped out in. And I mean, maybe Haley and Laura have the same illness, so maybe it doesn't matter because Haley's already had it.
Yeah.
But if not, like, gross.
That should be, like, Lysol.
Lysol, wipes, disinfectant.
Everything.
Gross. So Max teases Lily about trying to drunk cuddle him the night before and climb into his bunk.
I could not understand what was going on in that scene.
I know.
But it was cute.
It's very windy.
Yeah.
And Sandy points out that all the boats are in the harbor, which means, you know, nobody's going out. It's really bad weather. And I think they showed that it was like 31 knots or something,
yeah.
or 31 miles per hour. That's very, very windy.
Well, and they said the waves were 3 meters high. Isn't that almost 9 feet?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
So Sandy calls a quick crew meeting to discuss the bad news that they won't be able to leave the dock for this trip.
Yikes.
Kyle says it's been a rough season. And then he goes through all the bad things that have happened this season. He and Toomey were late because they didn't have visas. The bosun had fraudulent papers. They had to get a new deckhand. The fighting between Natalia and Toomey, Kyle and Natalia's fight, and then Natalia quit, Kyle and Jack's fight, Haley getting sick, Laura getting sick. There were more things, though.
Yeah.
I also would say all of the hangovers that resulted in, you know, going to the doctors, missing days of work, Kyle's migraine, Kyle's meltdown on the floor, and let us not forget Sandy fractured her wrist this
season.
That's
true. That's a good call. You pulled out some really important ones. Are you surprised that he did not mention his meltdown and migraine?
No.
Just curious. Okay.
So the guests arrive and they look very fancy.
They were so classy looking walking down the dock, or at least I thought they were classy looking. I guess I thought they were classy, maybe.
No, they looked styled.
They did. They looked really nice.
So after they kind of tour the boat, Sandy shares the bad news about the gale force winds and that they won't be leaving the dock. And the guests are obviously disappointed. However, Victor was kind of like, oh, okay, you know.
He was the most relaxed about all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was impressed. But the guests made sure, especially Jeff, made sure to let everyone know at every possible moment that they were disappointed and are saying things like, it's not that bad. It's not that bad out.
Looks fine.
Sure, go ahead. Don't believe the captain and her umpteen years of training and experience. It's fine. They're just, trust me, they want you to sit on the boat in the dock and not do anything.
Yeah.
Good it's gravy. Gonna affect
their tip.
Right.
So, you know, since all the boats are in port, shouldn't they have just thrown like a big rager of a dock party for all the charter guests that were like stuck in port?
That's amazing. Why didn't they?
Missed opportunity. Probably too much of a nightmare with filming and all that and getting permission.
Could you imagine some of the people who are staying on those boats or who own those boats?
Yeah, you don't know who's there.
That's right. Oh, next time.
Next time. Okay. Toomey and Luca plan some things, like they're Googling like what to do in Genoa, and the pressure is really on Jack with the food this trip, and he knows it.
It was definitely a Google to the rescue kind of day.
But at the
same
time,
which I'm surprised they didn't have that done ahead of time.
I know. I'm like, shouldn't you kind of have some backups in your back pocket?
Yeah.
They were like, Vespa ride, no. 6-hour tour, no. Anyway, I think they spent a little too much time on their phones and like not just like entertaining the guests.
Right. Yeah.
So lunchtime, Mediterranean lunch, guests love it.
Yum.
Sandy, Toomey, and Luca meet. And Sandy says, you know, you should take them on a boat ride in the harbor and do drinks. And so Sandy wants Toomey and Kyle to go on the boat ride because they're, you know, very good with guests and they're entertaining. Yeah. And they end up taking the fancy tender that we've only seen a little bit this season because they don't tow it, I don't think. I think it kind of stays on the dock.
Yeah.
So this booze cruise, it's not very scenic.
Uh-uh.
There's container ships.
Yeah.
There's an airport, so they see some planes taking off. And, like, generally industrial port-type areas.
They didn't go in and, like, look at the other yachts? Or maybe they did, but it probably wasn't as fun as watching them just staring at big things that you could see back in Ohio along the river in the locks, you know.
Right.
But
what if they'd seen like a body floating?
No. Well, then that would have been a different story. I feel like true crime would have shown up and it would have been a completely different. You never know. At least it wasn't. What was it? It was one of the shows we watched. It was a big pipe in the water. Was that Adventure?
Yeah. I can't remember now.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. That was interesting too.
Yeah. Maybe hold that up.
The nice thing about the booze cruise of the year was that they did get to see how bad the waves were. I mean, it looked like where they were, the waves were bigger, like taller than they were. And it just, while they were in the port and the waves were just so high, it just was so like scary.
Yeah, there's no way you could have.
But Jeff still wanted to go out there, so whatever.
Yeah, I was like, I think we can make it. It's gonna be fine. So back on board, the guests are just so bored. And I was thinking, part of this is their problem, right? Like, get in the hot tub, play a game, like, just have a good time. They were just kind of lame-o.
They kept saying, I just want to drink the whole time. I just want to drink the whole time. Then don't.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Do something else.
So after their booze cruise around the port, guest Jeff, who's not my favorite person, goes and complains to Sandy, like, it doesn't look that bad out there. And, you know, we are neurosurgeons, and he asked me to come on this, and I wasn't sure, but now I'm here, and, you know. So yeah. I really hope he's from Columbus, and I run into him, like, at a Giant Eagle or something. And I'm going to be like, we need to talk, sir.
Lame-o.
Yeah.
So Sandy suggests a game night. This is a great idea. The crew versus the guests. Lily's going to be in charge of game night. Although she said crew against the guests, but we watched game night. It was just the guests and Lily.
That was a big question that I had. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
realize. Maybe I misunderstood it.
Yeah, this should be, that would have been way more fun to have like the two teams. Anyway.
Yeah.
So she's working on games in the crew mess, and she has this big green marker disaster, ink everywhere. It's even dyed her hair green.
Haley said, I would help you, but I'm hungry. Like, for the cleanup. I was like, get it, girl.
Yeah.
So how did the marker even explode? Did she pull it apart?
These obviously weren't like Crayola.
That's what markers. I was thinking.
I mean, I've never been able to like pull a marker apart. Like, I've never seen that. So who knows? Maybe they're like some fancy Italian markers.
That's true.
I don't know. So guests Jeff and Stephanie are having an argument down in their cabin. Yikes. And Jeff says he's going to bed and he doesn't want to come upstairs. And Stephanie's kind of, you know, we're all waiting for you. Come up. And I was thinking, Stephanie, just leave his lame ass.
Yeah.
And also, maybe he has to poop and he wants her out of there, you know?
Well, that's true. But they're married. They've been together for like ever. So it's one of those things. Like,
it's close quarters.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. But I guess he does end up coming up there. So.
Yeah. He was kind of a jerk the whole time that we saw him, though. He was just kind of just not happy. I don't know. And he was trying to make everybody else miserable with him. But I thought after you said that, maybe he was hangry and needed to poop. And that's a horrible combination.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
So tonight is
we're such 13-year-old boys.
Oh boy. Okay. So tonight is the tasting menu. Jack is excited to just do what he wants to do for this meal because so many times during the season, he's had to do something very specific that the guests wanted, but now he can like really show off what he can do.
Yeah.
Jess talks to Lily about her plans to go to Cannes with Luca and is it Cannes? Cannes.
Yes. Cannes.
She says, what am I doing? And she's just trying to be in the moment and not get too attached, as we know, too late.
But she is so very attached to him.
I know. Like,
hardcore attached. She has names picked out for their babies and her wedding dress is in the shopping cart online. Like, she is ready for this boy.
Yeah. So meanwhile, Luca is sexting with Natalia in his bunk.
Gross.
Yeah. The modern dancers arrive that Toomey has arranged to surprise the guests with.
Yes.
And we learn that Toomey was a dancer. She was a ballerina.
That's so cool. And it was so neat to see the dancers. But did they have music that they were dancing to on the boat? Or were they, was that piped in by the producers afterwards?
Yeah, I'm sure they had music, but then they don't have the rights to it. So they always add, you know, whatever generic music, which is
something similar to it. Yeah.
Yeah, super lame. So the guests, who are very cold people, according to Toomey, they do seem to enjoy the dancers. I feel like this kind of gets the ball rolling and kind of gets them loosened up a little bit. So Lily invites them to join in game night and she gives them some glitter for their faces. I thought that was cute.
Yeah.
The first game really warms them up and she's killing it.
She is definitely in her prime with this guest interaction. It's just, but again, where was the rest of the crew? And I definitely thought this was a guest versus crew kind of thing. And then I started thinking, well, maybe I read into that too much. Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
But everybody seemed fine with it. So,
yeah. I mean, I think they had a good time.
Yeah.
So the next game, they're picking up cereal boxes with their teeth. And one of the guest dresses comes up and she's either not wearing underwear or her thong is not covering her.
We did get to see quite a bit of her, didn't we?
We sure did.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Sandy tells Kyle that she misses Natalia and her organization skills. And this is obviously not something Kyle wants to hear.
Yeah, no. It's just, it's not about him.
Right. So the next day, Natalia calls Jack and she's in Genoa, and she wants to come meet them for a drink on the crew night out. And she wants it to be a surprise.
Oh, what could possibly go wrong here?
I know. Jack feels a little bad that he's not going to tell anyone. He knows Kyle's going to be triggered by seeing her. And there's the whole Jess, Luca, Natalia thing.
Yeah.
And he says it's going to be explosive.
And he is so excited about that.
He's here for it. So yeah, the preview for the finale next week looks pretty juicy.
And all I have to say is toot, toot, the Hot Mess Express is pulling in the station for one last session.
Yeah,
should be exactly. Good. It's now time for our segment, Metaphors with Max.
Okay, I'm a Teletubbies, you know Teletubbies.
All right, Sarah, which one of these Max quotes is your favorite from this week? All right, number one. No way, he's alive, as he's talking to the lobsters. I'm so sorry for you, as he's petting the lobsters. And then number two is, in a high-pitched Lily voice, I cuddle, I'm drunk, I cuddle.
I was very touched by the lobster.
Yeah, that was super sweet.
Because he's a vegetarian, and yeah, I really liked that. And I think there were more Max quotes, but, you know, couldn't understand him.
He was definitely living his best life this charter, just doing what he wanted. So
yeah, for sure. Yeah. He's ready, and he's ready for this season to end.
All right, well, let's take a break and we'll be back with Hot Tub Combo.
Hey everybody, it's Luca from Below Deck Med and Down Under. You guys are listening to the Above Deck Podcast.
Sarah, you know how our beloved Bravo celebrities are always getting readings and talking to astrologers?
Yes, always. That, and they're always saging their houses.
Well, now our listeners can too. So today's episode is sponsored by Keen. Keen connects you with talented tarot readers and astrologers. It's super easy to get started. Simply create an account and you'll be able to choose from hundreds of readers who are online right now.
Maybe I can ask when Captain Dreamboat and I will get married. Just kidding.
Readers have unique specialties designed to provide a deeper understanding of your situation. You could learn more about your love life. You could connect via phone call or text. As a new customer on Keen, our listeners could try their first 5-minute reading for $1.
Go to trykeen.com/abovedeck to save big on your first reading. That's trykeen.com/abovedeck. It's time for Hot Tub Convo, where we discuss what's happening with our favorite Below Deck cast members.
So, Sarah, I saw this article that we're getting ready to talk about, and I swore it was a typo. So Kyle and Zachary got married.
Yeah.
Back in April. And they kept it under wraps. They kept it secret that whole time. So
yeah,
they got married back in April at City Hall, and they want to have a bigger celebration at a later date. I also recommend you guys go check out Kyle's podcast, The Daily Serve. On the latest episode, Kyle had Zachary on and they told the whole wedding story. And the photos were so sweet.
Yeah, they were. So congratulations to both of them. So in other reality show news, the newest season of Traitors has premiered on Peacock.
Yeah.
There are no Below Deck folks this time, so we won't really be talking about it. But from the Bravo world, we have Larsa Pippen and her boyfriend, who's Michael Jordan's son.
Yeah.
MJ from Shaws of Sunset.
Oh, MJ.
Like that.
Yeah.
Phaedra Parks, Sheree Whitfield, and Tamra Judge. And I'm one episode in. I'm loving it so far. The cast is really good.
Yeah.
Also, the Southern Charm and Salt Lake City reunions were last week, and they are so good.
I have them queued up to watch.
Oh my God. You're going to love them. Once you watch and text me and we'll discuss.
Max and Lily were on Watch What Happens Live last week. Max wore his red Mystique shirt. He was on a boat in Saint-Tropez, and Lily looked very glam while in the Bahamas. So mm-hmm. the best part of this episode was Andy trying to understand Max and vice versa. And Lily said she was okay with Kyle taking his share of the tip. Because remember last episode, you were like, wait a minute, you weren't here the whole time. And she said, everyone works hard all season and a migraine could have happened to anyone. And I agree, because they do just come out of anywhere. Yeah. Max had no idea what Below Deck was before he was on the show.
That was pretty funny. This was one of the best Watch What Happens Live
episodes
I've seen in a while. Yeah, because usually, you know, when they're on Zoom, it's kind of lame, but it was so funny. Just because Max was just so silly.
Oh, too fun.
They both did a great job.
Well, okay, question though, before we move on. Did they talk about their romance, or are they still
buddies? I don't think so.
They're not boat buddies anymore?
If they did,
anymore?
I guess it didn't resonate. I don't recall.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's time for our segment, Join Me in the Wheelhouse, where we decide who needs to see Captain Sandy for a stern talking to. Sarah, this week, who do you choose?
Ooh, I did not prepare anything, but I'm going to go with Jeff, the charter guest.
Yes.
Just, he's annoying. And just all the charter guests that were complaining. I get it, but like, it's the weather. She can't control the weather, you guys.
I mean, she is pretty amazing. Captain Sandy is pretty amazing, but
she
cannot control the weather. So, all right, Jeff and all the other whiners, come on up here. Victor, you're good. We might see you at the doctor's office, though, later. So.
That's it for this week's episode of Above Deck. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, and please tell a friend. And rate and review us 5 stars only.
Please follow us on Instagram at Above Deck Pod. You can email or leave us a voice memo at AboveDeckPod@gmail.com. Until next week, I'm Kelly Busby.
And I'm Sarah Goldman. Thanks for joining us.
A Huda Media production.
If we're at BravoCon, we still are filming with our phone, but we hand somebody like a spatula and we have a hairbrush and we're interviewing people.
I love that.
I like that idea.